Are you a newbie entrepreneur, solopreneur, side hustler, or small business owner? Do you want to learn how to build, launch, and grow your very own personal freedom success system? Well, congrats, because that's exactly what our podcast teaches. Let's get to it. Good morning, and welcome to this edition of Slow Money Blues. My name is Doug, retired U.S. Marine and two-time combat veteran turned entrepreneur at your service. Today's episode is Sally's Seeds. If you have any questions, it's so simple to get in touch with me and our team. Visit slowmoneyblues.com and click on Ask or submit your question on IG, Facebook, or Twitter using hashtag SlowMoneyBlues. It's an awesome day today. Today, we're going to be talking about three ways to reap a massive harvest. We are in what I call Money March. We're going to be talking about nothing but money, money, money in the great month of March. But before we dive into our show, I have a question for you. In fact, I have two questions for you. Did you do last week's homework? In our previous episode, we talked about, is your bank a thief? And your homework was simply this: close any and all extra checking, savings, certificate of deposit, and money market accounts today. That was supposed to be last week on last Wednesday. But if you didn't do it, you have an opportunity to do it today. However, if you didn't do it, you're going to have homework times two. Now, let's get started with one of the most important segments of our show. We do it each and every week. Our morning mantra. So let's say it together. I state your full name, take 100% responsibility and accountability for my life and actions. I refuse to blame others for my decisions. If I do, I give away all of my power, authority, and power given to me by God. Each and every time I say that, I'm always very conscious of just how much control and how much power I have. And it is my responsibility to protect my power. Of course, we got to pay for the show. So as always, it's linky.com and bignetdomain.com. I have a very, very exciting offer for you today. If you're a mompreneur, dadpreneur, or solopreneur, and you are struggling with simple marketing and you want a simple, high-tech, low-touch site, go to linky.com. That's linky.com. And get a free account for 7 days with all the bells and whistles. Now, if you use promo code LINKY25, that's LINKY25, you'll get a 25% savings off of an annual plan starting today. I know it's 2023 and people are still suffering from a digital dilemma. And if that's you, it's okay, because my friends over at bignetdomain.com, where the net just got bigger, they have you covered. If you need a domain name, that's anything after .com, .us, .net, .123, .whatever, they will hook you up. If you purchase a domain name today, they will give you hosting for one year entirely free. Also, if you need a website, they have hundreds of templates. If you need e-commerce, they got you covered. If you need email marketing, they got you covered. And if you need SEO, that's search engine optimization, they have you covered, and so much more. And the best part is they're open 365 days a year, and you can call them and you will speak to someone in the good old US of A. So call my friends over at bignetdomain.com and get hooked up today and stop suffering from your digital dilemma. Have you ever planted a money tree? Now you're probably saying to yourself, Doug, a money tree, those do not exist. But please answer the question. The answers are simply yes, no, or I need Z. Sally was 5 years old when she planted her very first garden. She was always surprised that each vegetable would have seeds inside of them. That's the curiosity of a five-year-old, right? She planted tomatoes, potatoes, onions, green beans, strawberries, and okra, just to name a few. By the time Sally was 13 years old, everyone in the county knew of Sally's garden. Let's get personal. Sally went off to college when she turned 18, and she majored in international marketing. She changed Sally's Garden to Sally's Seeds, and the rest is history. Sally's Seeds can be found in every major U.S. market. Sally is still amazed at the power of planting seeds. Can you believe that? Wow. So we're talking about three ways to reap a massive harvest. You'd have to agree with me that Sally certainly is reaping a massive harvest. In fact, her seeds produce each and every day in every U.S. market all across the country. That is phenomenal. And it all started when she was 5 years. So what is the number one way to reap a massive harvest? It's very simple. Discover a massive, massive, massive problem. If you have been rocking with me for any amount of time, this is what you already know about me. You know that our show does one thing and one thing only. We teach people how to build, launch, and grow their very own personal freedom success system. Would you also agree then that Sally built, launched, and grows her very own personal success system? Notice that I use that in the presence because Sally is getting paid, but Sally doesn't have to be at work every day. And she simply solved a problem, but the problem was massive. You would almost think that Sally not only has a money tree, but she has a magical money tree. Well, listen, if you want to be like Sally, first of all, I encourage you, don't be like Sally in the way that Sally is, because Sally is a masterpiece. There's only one Sally seed. The idea came from Sally, but Sally discovered a massive problem. And the massive problem that Sally looked like she discovered is not really the problem. See, Sally knew that a lot of people struggled with growing their personal garden. So Sally, because of her many years of experience, said, wow, she's only like, you know, she started 5 years old. And by the time she was 13 years old, well, if you do the math, that's 8 years of Sally planting her garden. Sally realized that the magic was in the seeds. And she said, you know what I'm going to do? Now that everyone knows me, I need to learn how I can create and produce a bigger harvest for me. And you know what Sally did? Sally went off to college, majored in international marketing, came back, changed it from Sally's garden to Sally Seeds, and bow, like I said earlier, the rest is history. But that's Sally's story. What is your story? And what are you using your T3E3, your time, talent, training, education, experience, and energy to do that is going to reap you a massive harvest because you have discovered a massive problem? The number one problem that is plaguing all human beings across the entire globe. 8 billion people on planet Earth are suffering, and they have this major, massive problem. And I have the solution to that major problem. And it's freedom. Every human being that I talk to, and I talk to a lot of people in the marketplace all of the time. And I love people, so I love engaging them in conversation because I want to know if people are still thinking the same way. And oftentimes I just simply ask people, what do you do? And they tell me. And then I ask another question, what do you really want to do? And then they tell me. And what they're currently doing and what they really want to do is not what they want to do. And then I say, I will help. It's so interesting this happened. In fact, I've mentored a lot of people in this very way. It's done in a very strategic way, and it doesn't even start off the way that they think it's going to start off. I always start at the end and work backwards. If you know my background, you know I am. I say it every time at the top of the show. Hey, my name is Doug. I'm a retired U.S. Marine and two-time combat veteran. So we used to always practice in various scenarios, particularly combat scenarios. We'd always start at the end and work backwards. Start at the end and work backwards. Start at the end and work backwards. In other words, it's an objective or a goal. So like, for example, if you wanted to lose weight, and let's just say you were at about, I don't know, 200 pounds. You say, well, I want to lose 20 pounds. That's 10% of your body weight. You develop a plan. And you probably want to say, well, I'm going to give myself 30 days to do this. Once you have that number in mind, you know exactly how many pounds you need to eat per day. I mean, lose per day. And more importantly, you know how many calories you have to consume every day or not eat every day. And you know how much you have to work out. And boom, before you know it, 30 days goes by and you're at a slim, svelte 180 pounds. I am amazed that so many people don't take that same analogy and that same process and apply it to their freedom. For example, I wish that K through 12, that's kindergarten through 12th grade, that instead of teaching people how to go work for other people, if they would teach people how to start solving massive problems so they can achieve massive freedom, right? Because that really is what's going to happen. If you solve a massive problem, you're going to have massive freedom. Let me define for you what massive freedom is. Massive freedom is winning, and winning is freedom. And you get to go anywhere and everywhere you ever want to go. That's called a dream, almost, except it can become your reality. If you do what Sally did, discover a massive problem. Well, Sally just simply wanted more freedom. And what she used is she used Sally's seeds to get it. And now she's having the time of her life. So that's point number one. Point number two, develop a massive plan. It's often been said that people don't plan to fail. They fail to plan. A plan is nothing more than a course of action that gets you to your goal. And the goal is freedom. And freedom and winning are synonymous, if that's what you want to do. But I have yet to ask any person, and I've asked a lot of people, would you rather be a slave or would you rather be free? People always say, give me freedom. You've heard the old, you know, the most popular saying, give me liberty or freedom, or give me death. And the thing is, if you want to be free, you have to die to old ways and old habits and old ways of thinking. I was at my barber last week, but eventually we got around to talking about currency. We specifically started talking about cryptocurrency, and we start talking about fiat currency, and then we start talking about trading. We start talking about traditional trading versus forex trading. And we were like, hey, what is the fastest, easiest, quickest way for people to achieve financial independence and freedom? A lot of us agree, just based on the pure research and the information and data that's out there, that it's easier to become financially independent and wealthy in a crypto space and in a forex space than in the fiat space, because all of the rules have already been set in the fiat space. You have whole centralized banking systems that's controlling the entire money supply. One of the people that we were encouraging to get into this space said, you know what, I've been thinking about it, and we were talking about it, and we talked about various subjects, but he was like, you know, let's meet in a restaurant, and I'm going to go ahead and take the deep dive and make a small investment. Yesterday, I happened to reach out to the person to find out if they were still going to proceed with the investment. Not to my surprise, they were like, no. And I could see from just engaging with this person on a couple of occasions that they did not value their freedom. It's amazing to me how very few people value their freedom. But you can find millions, if not billions, of people that talk about it, but very few people have the courage to go and get it. As I said before, people never plan to fail. They fail to plan. And the one plan that you must develop, just like Sally did, is you must develop a plan to secure your freedom. And this is the deal. Nobody's ever told you this. No one else is going to do it. Everything that is currently around you, everything that you've been exposed to on all seven continents on this planet Earth is designed to do one thing: make you a laborer, make you an employee, not make you free. This is even more amazing. I'm about to put y'all on game. Yep, Doug's going to put y'all on game. Do you realize that every college, university, academy, and institution was created by another human being? And when you go to that college, that institution, that university, or that academy, you know what? You're just simply doing someone else's criteria. And you get all excited because you get a certificate. But this is the question I'm going to ask you. After you get the certificate, after you get the degree, did that help you secure your freedom? I'm looking for a freedom certificate. And I'm trying to figure out who's issuing freedom certificates. And I can tell you right now, you are the only person that can issue your freedom certificate. If you have diplomas, and I have diplomas, if you have degrees, I have degrees, take all of them down and just put the big word freedom up there, because none of those gave you freedom. But this is the deal. If you pay for a certification or degree, you made someone else richer and you helped them become a little bit freer. You gave them a little bit more time. Point number one, discover a massive problem. Point number two, develop a massive, massive plan. After all, it's your freedom. I've already secured mine. I'm trying to help you secure yours. You know that Sally, I said she's in every major U.S. market Sally Seeds is. That's awesome. That means that she's producing everywhere. All America is a large country. There's 50 states and multiple territories. And Sally's everywhere that there is a major market. And the only thing she did is said, you know what? My seeds are better than yours. People believed her. And now they buy Sally Seeds all over the U.S. I'm quite sure Sally's probably going to venture probably to Canada, then down to Central and South America, and whoop, game over. Sally has more freedom, right? What did she do? Sally just simply solved a massive, massive problem. But the massive problem was not that people couldn't grow crops, because people have been growing crops since the beginning of time. They just haven't been able to grow them like Sally grows. And because she has her magical seeds, people want to purchase them. And guess what that does? That gives Sally more freedom. Now, you might be thinking, Sally is resting on her laurels. But if I know Sally, Sally is not resting on her laurels. So we talked about three ways to reap a massive harvest. One, discover a massive problem. Two, develop a massive plan. Three, solve the massive problem. And as a bonus, four, repeat, and you'll get more freedom each and every day, each and every week, each and every month, each and every year. One of the major takeaways, thank you for asking, all money trees start with idea seeds. In fact, if you've been listening to the show for any amount of time, you know that I have said this many, many times. I ask the question, how is money made? It's done in four easy steps, and I will demonstrate them for you now. This is step one, this is step two, this is step three, and this is step four. All money trees start with idea seeds. Don't forget that. I know that it rhymes. It's awesome. So get your ideas into the marketplace, just like Sally, and secure your freedom because you deserve it. Homework. This is cool because this is awesome. You actually get to put what I'm teaching you into action this week. In fact, I'm going to put mine in effect in a little different way. I'm just going to plant some seeds, and it's going to keep reaping me a harvest. I'm going to plant some seeds called sowing, and I'm going to reap a harvest. Not once a week, but every day. In fact, yesterday, I had sowed a seed earlier and reaped a harvest. Plant a new money tree this week. That is this week's homework. Last week's homework was to do what? Close any and all extra checking accounts, savings accounts, certificates of deposit, money market accounts. That was last week's homework. So if you didn't do that homework, you have that homework to do this week. And then this week is really easy. Just plant a new money tree this week. And all money trees start with idea seeds. Until next time, I want you to continue to build, launch, and grow your own personal freedom success system. And as I always say, I won't see you at the top, but I will see you over the top. Bye. There are five things you can do if you love the show. One, tell anyone suffering from SMB to tune into the live show each Tuesday from 9:30 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube and Facebook. Two, follow, like, and share at Slow Money Blues on social media. Three, join our private Facebook group and get access to great resources. Four, subscribe, download, and rate the podcast. And five, donate so we can keep bringing great content.